The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Policy of the State Department, where the preservation of the secrecy of secret negotiations are is concerned, to lie in order to achieve that goal?
James, I think there are times where diplomacy needs privacy in order to progress. This is a good example of that.
Well, that was the clip that has caused a firestorm over at the State Department, because, you know, James Rosen was doing a story about all of the Iranian negotiations. Goes back to look for that clip on the State Department website, found that it was missing. It had been excised, and at first they said it was, well, it was just a glitch. And then yesterday they admitted that it was more than a glitch, that somebody actually called up and requested that. Joining us here now to talk about this further is James Rosen from your Fox News channel. James Rosen, of course, he's a music aficionado. He's the chief Washington correspondent of Fox News, the author of Cheney One-on-One, a man bon vivant around town and a good friend of this program. Hello, James. You're stirring it up over there, aren't you, buddy, aren't you? You got all kinds of stuff going on over there that at the State Department calling them out. What is the latest in this story?
Well, good to be with you guys. We'll see what the latest is. I have a feeling we're not done with the story and that it might take any number of turns from here. But what you have in essence, guys, is very extraordinary. You have the fact that a lie was told to me by a State Department spokesperson from the podium with respect to the Iran nuclear talks. And about 10 months later, I returned to the State Department briefing to sort of cross-examine the successor as spokesperson about that lie. And that person basically admits that the lie occurred. That's Jen Psaki. Then there's an attempt that very day, we've now learned, to cover up the admission of Jen Psaki, that Jen Psaki had made, of the previous person's lie, with a white flash that we don't know who ordered that. And when this act of evidence tampering was discovered by me and my producer, Garen Hayes, there was what some might consider an attempt to cover up the cover-up of the lie by simply describing it as a glitch and not a deliberate deletion. And then finally, there was an investigation of all of this and an admission that pretty much all of the foregoing is true by Admiral Kirby, who's a stand-up guy for doing that. The irony here is that the exchange between Jen Psaki and me that you played, rather than disappearing from the memory hole as whoever intended it to occur, has ensured that, in fact, it went viral and has been played countless more times than it would have been. This doesn't happen often, all of this sort of thing, in the modern presidency, where you have someone like Admiral Kirby stand at a podium and admit to this kind of assault on history and memory. And so I'm grateful to play some small role in holding people to account, our public officials. But there's a lot of people who think that there's still more discovery and disclosure that's yet to be had here with respect to this whole case.
Yeah, I think anybody who can think critically knows that there's more to be discussed here, James. And I wonder, you're pretty familiar with the comings and goings of the communications department at the State Department. Can you imagine there being a protocol in place where an edit like this can be ordered without, A, some sort of paper trail or some sort of written request or demand, and B, the fact that this person says they can't remember who told them to do it? How many people at the State Department could have the authority to order something like this? It should be pretty easy to figure out.
Well, first, as a matter of basic human memory, if you're able to recall 3 years later being on the receiving end of what you regard as a remarkable order like this, such that you remember it, it seems to me logical that you would also remember who was responsible for issuing that.
It sure does, doesn't it? Yeah.
But beyond that, Admiral Kirby in the briefing stated that one of the reasons he's not proceeding further with the case is that there were, at the time the deletion was made, no procedures or protocols in place that would have made such an act a violation of anything.
So are you telling me that now, James? Does that mean that it was permitted?
Well, it's akin to saying that it was permitted.
That seems to be running rampant at Foggy Bottom.
And that too has come under some challenge, with some people citing the Federal Records Act, and I have people tweeting me with links to various statutes. So again, I think that there's any number of interested parties in Washington who might see fit to be following up on this, and that may well occur.
Now, I guess I have to ask you, who would benefit from having that clip, that 8-minute clip, excised from the record? Jen Psaki, it seems, might benefit from that, but she has gone on record as saying, oh, it wasn't me, I didn't make that call.
Right, and I appreciate her volunteering that statement. You know, when you're not going to purge the accompanying transcript from your website,
yeah.
right? It's not, therefore, a full-throated effort at censorship. So no one would really benefit. I mean, the inanity of the entire act is apparent to all, Brian. The idea that you can simply erase 8 minutes from a video briefing that
as if it didn't occur, that's right.
That was recorded by the pool for the TV networks as well. Frankly, the exact exchange with Jen Psaki that you played at the outset of our segment, I used in my special report with Brett Baer's story that very night. So it's in our video bank as well. So it was a peculiar and quixotic act, but one with some dark undertones to it. And last night I was on the special report online panel, which had the honor of sitting alongside Charles Krauthammer, Chuck Lane, Tucker Carlson, and of course Brett Baer. And Charles Krauthammer said that this was Kafkaesque. And I interrupted him and said, Charles, it has been an aspiration of mine since childhood, peculiar as it may be, to find myself at the center of a Kafkaesque experience. So thank you for that. And then somebody else said that it was more Orwellian than Kafkaesque. And I said, perhaps Hitchcockian, at which point Tucker Carlson said, we can all agree, mid-century dark.
Well, thankfully, James Rosen, well, you get to have a Kafkaesque experience without turning into a giant cockroach. And I think
yes,
we can all be
yes,
thankful
Charles,
for that.
Charles, in fact, suggested that might happen the very next day. I'm pleased to report to you live on the air. It has not yet occurred.
Good to know.
Very quickly, Ben Rhodes, would you consider him a prime suspect in this excising?
I don't know. I think Admiral Kirby in the briefing yesterday averred to this having originated within the public affairs department, which he heads, the Bureau of Public Affairs at the State Department. That is a limited number of people. The fact that the person who received the order is not of a mind to be able to remember it suggests that potentially the person issuing the order might still be in a position of authority.
All right.
But we don't know.
Well, we'll sure to follow what you you dig up here, James.
Stay on it.
By the way, real fast, it's my understanding that you were very upset that Brian and I critiqued the brand new Monkees album on Monday, and you weren't a participant in that. So have you had a chance to listen to the fab, well, there's only three of them left. Did you hear the new album, and do you have any opinion
on
it?
Larry, you didn't just use the term fab.
Well,
with the
only Monkees. Because you're our Beatles expert, and I know that you're conjoining the two here because you like the Monkees as well.
No, there is no conjoinment.
All right.
But I have heard of two tracks from the new Monkees album, and, you know, it's interesting to hear that voice again. You know, it's always just, it's sort of a great time machine to hear Mickey Dolan sing.
Yeah.
But the way they sort of attempt to kind of recreate the jingly, jangly sounds of the 60s is, I don't know, there's something unartistic about that.
All right.
Well,
I hate to end on such a sour note.
Well,
a sour note. I get what you did there. That's okay. Mickey Dolenz, he's got a lovely pop voice, and we'll hear a little bit more of it.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave that pop culture discussion for another time. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you, guys.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.